Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know, what?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. P-E-E-K Painting.com.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
My RE/MAX agent has the experience to get the job done in today's complicated real estate market.
My RE/MAX agent helped me find the perfect affordable home.
My RE/MAX agent knows this community because he's part of it.
My RE/MAX agent helped me avoid foreclosure and protect my credit score.
My RE/MAX agent is somebody I know I can count on.
RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results. Each office independently owned and operated.
RE/MAX Parkside, across from the city park. Go to parksiderealtors.com.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
What does an old jalopy have in common with aging individuals? Answer, if left sitting for too long, it's hard to get moving and enjoy the ride. This is Doris Lance with Your Healthy Habits. The more you do to stay active as you age, the lower your chances are for things like heart attacks and stroke. Certain exercises, like riding a stationary bike, actually slows down the decline of healthy cells as one ages. In other words, it's never too late to reap the benefits. No matter how old, how inactive, or out of shape you are, exercise can provide the answer to many problems for better health. Keep listening to Healthy Habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educator, who reminds you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, July 16th, 2026. Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles releases update on water main break on Riverside Avenue. Two sentenced for brutal attack on homeless man in Arroyo Grande. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 102. It's 63 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Solar for savings, battery backup for security. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The city of Paso Robles has released a more detailed report of the water main break that occurred Tuesday night. The city says water service has been restored to the fairgrounds and businesses near the intersection of Riverside Avenue and 24th Street. Crews have sealed off the broken section and created temporary bypass lanes to restore water services. Crews will continue into today to install additional temporary lines to deliver water consistently in the area to the end of the fair. The city plans to permanently replace damaged sections of the water line after the fair ends. The city also provided further information of the falling tree branch onto parked vehicles in the Mid-State Fair lot. Three employees were injured from the incident. Two declined medical aid and one was transported to a hospital and later released. Two sentenced for brutal attack on homeless man in March. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:10.
Blazon Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazon Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today 805-635-7200 or visit blazonbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesdays starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:11. The County District Attorney's Office announced that two Arroyo Grande residents have been sentenced for violently attacking a homeless man. The DA's office says the crime occurred at about 1:30 in the morning as the victim slept in a park under an outdoor picnic area in Arroyo Grande on March 20th. The two young men, 21-year-old Boaz Winslow Burgum and 18-year-old Malachi Damian Hayes, walked together to Elm Street Park and approached the victim, Douglas Mark. The DA's office says Hayes approached Mark as he slept, stood over him, and proceeded to urinate on him. Mr. Mark struggled to his feet, and Hayes then began punching him in the head and face. Burgum then walked into view of a camera and joined the attack. Mr. Mark managed to record the incident on his cell phone, and the two men could be heard laughing, egging each other on, and celebrating as they walked away from the attack. The two defendants will serve a year in county jail and be on formal probation for 4 years. The California Mid-State Fair continues for its second day. This morning is the Jan F. Davis Memorial Cow Dog Trials at the Hearst Equestrian Center, starting at 8:15 a.m. At the same location will be a ranch horse class at 11. The Industrial Arts Awards and Project Auction will be held at the Headliner Stage at noon. The auction showcases the talents of local high school students of San Luis Obispo County, who have designed a variety of projects from welding to woodworking. Items include barbecues, trailers, shop benches, coffee tables, wine racks, and more. A preview for the auction takes place at 11. The fair opens at 4 p.m. Tonight will feature the Cattlemen and Farmers Day Steak Dinner, and in the Chumash Grandstand Arena will feature Ice Cube with Warren G. San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau will be holding its awards presentation today at the fair at 5 p.m. The presentation will name and honor the 2026 County Agriculturalist of the Year, Cattlewoman of the Year, and Cattleman of the Year. The awards presentation will be held at the north side of the fairgrounds. An ordinance to remove a tree and the City of Atascadero Senior Center appeared on Tuesday night's meeting. The agenda item approves the removal of the tree, which had already occurred days prior to the council's meeting due to a potential hazard identified by an arborist. The approval was necessary in the meeting for mitigation efforts after the tree was removed. Some heritage trees in the city's downtown core are protected and require the replanting of new native trees or payment of mitigation fees after removal. While the City of Atascadero approved the mitigation efforts in Tuesday night's meeting, there was a unanimous request by the City Council for staff to remove parts of the city's tree ordinance that were deemed unnecessary or burdensome. Here's Mayor Charles Borbeau opening the discussion.
I don't understand what it is we're trying to protect against. The vast majority of people, businesses, and organizations value trees. That's why they plant them. And frankly, I was on the city council when we first passed a tree ordinance, and I voted against it because I didn't understand what the problem was we were proposing this solution for. We did streamline it, but now we end up with a situation like this. I don't understand what it is we're accomplishing with the tree ordinance at all.
Councilmembers Peek, Funk, and Darris agreed that the tree ordinance was unnecessarily burdensome for the senior center and directed staff to return with suggestions for amending the ordinance to avoid similar scenarios in the future. In sports, Major League Baseball tonight, the Mets will face the Phillies. In California news, YouTube has joined with Meta to appeal the verdict of a landmark social media addiction lawsuit in Los Angeles. YouTube is challenging the jury's determination that the company designed its platform to hook young users without concern for their well-being. The driver of a semi-truck, who pled guilty to 3 counts of vehicular manslaughter, has been sentenced to 4 years and 8 months in prison. 21-year-old Jashanpreet Singh, an Indian national, crashed into a semi-truck at a high rate of speed into stopped traffic on the I-10 freeway in Ontario, killing 3. Singh was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol. His life sentencing is due to his age and that he has no criminal history. The U.S. Coast Guard suspended their search late Wednesday evening for 3 missing people. 3 were part of a 20-crew boat carrying family members and friends who went out into the waters of the San Francisco Bay Area to scatter the ashes of a deceased loved one. Local news was sponsored by Davis Body Shop, with more than 1,200 verified 5-star reviews from North County residents. Cape, your all news time is 7:16.
If you ever have an accident, just where do you take your vehicle for top-notch repair? I could tell you, but isn't it better to hear from past Davis Body Shop customers? Here's what Kim M. from Atascadero had to say.
What an amazing team. I could not have asked for better service, and my car looked as good as new when they were finished. Patrick took care of me from day one, always keeping me updated about the process and their speedy timeline. I highly recommend them to all my friends and family. Excellent job.
Scott from Atascadero had this to say.
Great body shop. I was hit by another vehicle and took my truck to Davis. The work was done over a month ago and the repair work still looks great. No hidden problems. The truck left Davis in better condition than before the accident. Thanks to Tim and Patrick for all the extra work. It's really appreciated.
And that's why Davis Body Shop is the largest auto body collision specialist in San Luis Obispo County with 2 locations. On El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. A potential exemption for Brazilian beef imports has become a hot topic as the White House looks to increase the beef supply and ease prices. National Cattlemen's Beef Association Director of Government Affairs, Sigrid Johannes.
The White House put out a variety of ideas, all aimed at trying to lower, you know, the cost that consumers are paying for beef at the grocery store. I think there have been some pretty significant flaws behind several of those ideas. There's a lot of issues at play with the discussion this week with Brazil that were also in play, you know, in October and November when we were having the same conversation around loosening restrictions and increasing access for Argentinian imports.
Johannes outlines reasons why the proposed exemption raises concerns.
Number one, we don't really want to be undercutting U.S. producers with increased levels of, you know, imported product. Number two, there's animal health and food safety risks to some of these products. So a lot of the countries that we're dealing with here, you know, have a spotty record, for example, on things like reporting BSE in a timely manner to the international authorities, or have spotty areas of FMD risk control and things like that.
And Johannes is skeptical whether or not a Brazilian tariff beef exemption will actually result in lower beef prices for U.S. consumers.
In the heart of cowboy country, legends rise. Saturday, August 1st, Sentinel Butte hosts the 70th annual Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match, a PRCA-sanctioned battle of grit, power, and tradition. The dust flies, the crowd roars, the toughest broncs and the boldest riders go head-to-head. Grab your seat in the open-air arena, bid on your rider at the Live Calcutta, and support a powerful cause at Home on the Range. It all begins at 1 o'clock Mountain Time, August 1st. Tickets and info at HOTRND.com.
For the last 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been the source of news for farmers and ranchers. Yet we have never seen such an assault on farming and our food supply as we do today. From fuel to fertilizer, farmers are facing unprecedented economic challenges. This is why agriculture news that farmers receive comes from the Ag Information Network, reaching coast to coast. Deep roots in farming and decades of reporting, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism for generations.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
touch of Paso. Come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles. Whether you're passing through or you're a local, down on Pine Street, the place to go. Like Grandma's cooking, touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at touch of Paso.
Rich London, what's happening at the mattress specialist these hot summer days?
Well, not only is it hot out there, Gary, but the prices are hot in here. As you can see, Gary, I got mattresses everywhere. They're almost to the ceiling, but of course, it's getting used to that now. People come in, they go, wow, you're not kidding. I'm not kidding. I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 7:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. There is an increasing interest among California farmers in seedless watermelon production using Scion varieties grafted onto hardy rootstocks, according to researchers and plant nurseries. By grafting a desirable fruit-producing scion onto a rootstock that's resistant to soil-borne pathogens, producers can sustainably manage pests without a yield or quality loss. A grafter at California Master Plant, a wholesale nursery near Tracy, said she's definitely seen increased grower interest. It's been growing really fast, she said. It seems we have producers that don't want to go back to regular plants again. University of California Cooperative Extension Vegetable Farm Advisor Zhang Wang estimated about 3,000 of the state's approximately 10,000 acres of seedless watermelons were grafted this year. Driving the growth are the increasing costs and reduced availability of fumigation. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic report brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. Sunny today with highs right around 102 and northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, sunny on Wednesday and Thursday. Low 90s Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, mid-90s on Tuesday, upper 90s Wednesday, 96 a week from today. Currently, it is 65 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 7:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks open mixed. Retail sales rose modestly in June, up 0.2%. Gasoline prices cooled last month, and the retail sales number is not adjusted for inflation. New claims for unemployment benefits fell last week, dropping by 8,000 to 208,000. United Health Group shares are up 8%. The health insurance giant is seeing business improve after making changes. Its recent quarter was upbeat. It's raising expectations for the year. United Airlines is flying more passengers. Its recent quarter was better than expected. However, United sees fuel costs increasing by nearly $6 billion this year. Shares are down 3%. J.B. Hunt shares are up 7.5%. The trucking giant is seeing demand picking up. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Andy Ortiz, when I lost my mom, she was only 46.
and I lost my dad to cancer. It was the worst pain I ever felt. It made me think, what will happen with the people I love when my time is up? That's why I have life insurance. Ethos makes it easy. It's all online, take about 10 minutes, and you can get up to $3 million in coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in July and August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Go to my boat. Thanks for my case.
At Michael's Optical, our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Eric Church, live in concert. Hannah Hayes at the California Mid-State Fair. Saturday, July 18th. Get tickets now at midstatefair.com.
Having a record year.
Funny how melody sounds.
Don't miss Eric Church.
Pulled out drinking.
Saturday, July 18th at the California Mid-State Fair.
Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental. They are your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero. All right, call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us this morning here on The Right Choice.
Walking through the park, it wasn't quite dark. There was a man sitting on.
This afternoon, Eric's in for Karen. He'll have on, Steve Anglum. They're going to be talking about the wine industry, and then also later on discussing trauma and survivors with Lisa Majors from Resilient One. So that's all this afternoon here on The Right Choice. KPRL loaded with the text, but let's go right to the phone line. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. It's Blake. I just wanted to remind the folks today that the Industrial Arts Auction is going on at the fairgrounds at 11 o'clock preview, 12 o'clock awards, and the auction will follow after that.
What are you hoping for this year? Another record, right?
I hope we get another record, Kevin, but you know what? I'm happy with whatever we get because the kids do a great job, and gosh, we've got such wonderful community support this year. More than ever, the community stepped up with sponsorship and donations, and we're so fortunate, and we have a lot of really great, unique projects that the student fabricators have come up with, and we're just anxious to get them up on the auction block and get them some money.
Well, the community has come through like, an amazing job in the last few, particularly the last few years.
Yes, yeah. You know, when we first started this out, we were happy that we got, when we broke $5,000, and last year we broke $200,000. So, you know, we're moving at light speed, and we try not to set a goal each year for the money that we raise because it really doesn't matter. It's great to have that big number, but it's more important to make sure that these programs are kept in the forefront, the CTE programs, the technical education, that these programs aren't falling under a budget act, and that not every young student's going to go on to college, and let's educate them in a trade so that they can go out and earn their keep and make some good money and help America.
Yes, indeed. All correct, because we've seen that with regarding the need for people other than so-called college graduates.
The old guys are stepping out of the ditch, and we need the young guys to step in and straight across the board. You know, whatever trade that you look at, they're wanting people, and we need to continue to have the ability to provide classes and curriculums and instructors. That's the important thing, too, is to have instructors that are qualified to teach these jobs. And we're so fortunate on the Central Coast that we have such strong programs at the high school level and at Cuesta. You know, we've got a stellar program out there going with Justin Picker and Mike Fonts, and we're just, we're really, really lucky, and I think we're above what the average is for when you look around and see what kind of placement we have in the local shops and nationally with some of these kids that go on to great things.
Well, also, as both you and Justin indicated a couple of weeks ago, Blake, is that you've had other, people or areas is the correct term, that they've contacted you folks over the last several years going, how do you do it?
Well, we have. We've had other fairs contact us and want to get their programs off the ground, and that sure is a feather in our cap to be able to be noticed by other people and say, how do you do it and how do you be so successful? And again, if we're doing that, then we're getting the right word out, and they're getting the right word out locally that they have programs that they can back and put the same kids in different areas into skills. But we've been fortunate to have companies like Airgas and PRW Steel that want to step up and be the corporate sponsors and put the word out that, you know, the local people can make donations to the program and that we can give away these really, really fantastic prizes to the kids that win awards, because they're not only getting money from winning the auction, but they're getting some. This year we're giving away probably close to $35,000 or $40,000 worth of prizes. So these are prizes that the student fabricators can put right into their hands and take back and begin to learn how to use them and maybe seed money for next year, or maybe they're graduating and they're going to put it in their own shop at their house or whatever. But it's so exciting to watch these kids' reactions when their auction item comes up and it goes across the block, and to watch their expression, you know, to see them realize that, you know, the hard work that I put in through all the school year to build this project, and I'm selling it, and I'm actually getting some really good money for it. And also, I think the the excitement that the winning bid gets to have to be able to put this into their backyard, into their workplace, someplace where it's visible, and you can say, you know what, I supported the process, I helped out, and it's just a true win-win situation.
No, it is, and once again, proving that you you haven't really retired because you're not allowed to.
Well, they keep saying, you know, I always refer to that one Godfather movie where the guy thinks he's out, and they just keep pulling him back in. And somebody says, my chair keeps getting pushed back into the middle of the room. And honestly, I don't mind. It's a labor of love. I'm so proud of the program. I'm so proud where we've started and where we've come to. And you know, we've got some new faces and some new blood, and they're really excited about where this is going to go over the next, you know, few years, and what we can do to improve on the program. And again, thank you to KPRL for always being there to allow us to come on and talk, and giving me the time on the day like today to go out and toot our own horn. And you know, that goes hand in hand with how much we've had the support from the community.
All right, Blake, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, I got an email that came in yesterday from somebody who's, I'm guessing, has a couple of gray hairs on them, and they're complaining about the loudness of the concerts, Mid-State Fair. You like loud music, right? You're a rock and roller.
I am. You know, I don't know how you tone that down. I mean, if you live at the fair, or you live within, you know, the sound range of the fair, it's not like it's all the time. It's for 2 weeks, and yeah, it might be rock and roll, it might be country music, it might be tractor pulls, it might be the rodeo. You know, what do you really can't complain too much, because the rest of the time, this is a pretty quiet community. And for the revenue that it brings in, for the goodwill that it creates, you know what? I hate to say it, but you got to kind of turn the other ear. I'll listen to a little bit of loud music gladly for an evening. And you know what? I just take out the hearing aids, and it's not quite so bad.
I also, when I go, it's like, you know what? That's pretty cool. We have this one, the talent that comes in, but also that many people there are having fun, and I'm the old grouch complaining about it.
Well, you know, I've been accused of being that old. My wife says I'm the guy that says get off the lawn anymore, you know. But,
well, that's different. Getting off my lawn is different than loud music.
Yeah, I don't know what the cutoff is for the concerts or anything, but you know, it's not like, with that exception of Garth Brooks a few years ago, where they're going on and on and on, and I just think, you know, these people, the talent doesn't come here because it's a so-so place to entertain. They come because they know that it's a good stop for their tour, and that they're going to make the community happy. They're going to make good money, and most of the time, everybody walks away saying, "Gosh darn, that was a good show." Rarely do I ever hear anybody that says, "You know, I'm disappointed with the quality of what I paid for." Although that's getting out of control, but you know, the quality of the performances always seem to be top notch, and we're pretty lucky when you look at other fairs and their lineups compared to what we have. When you just look at what the Santa Barbara County Bowl or Santa Barbara County Fair had, they didn't have anything close to what we're bringing in.
Nope, so not at all.
You know, congratulations to the fair for that.
All right,
Kevin.
Stay cool this afternoon.
Will do. Thank you so much again.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.
All right, speaking of noise in the fair, it started, again, an email came in yesterday morning after we were off the air about this. This is from Oklahoma. You may remember Jamie, but we have to go back to the phone line. That's what we're here for. Hi, good morning.
Hey, the noise. We live at least 5 miles south of the fairgrounds, and we can hear the music. I can't imagine being there at the fairgrounds. or especially in the, well, it wouldn't matter where you're at. Within a half a mile from there, I would imagine it would be horrendous. But,
well,
yeah, we can hear the beat. We can't really hear voices or anything, but, of course, the drums.
All right, so would you want, and because the fair, they're not going to turn it down, number one, but I'm just, you know, for the heck of it. Does it irritate you? Would you want it to be turned down if they could?
Well, it doesn't bother us here, but I'm surprised, and it definitely would. I hate loud anything real loud. Of course, some people would say, well, you're using your loud tools, or, you know, but that's a different thing.
No, it's not.
But yeah, I never did get the loudness issue, that if it's good enough to hear, why is it better if it's twice as loud? I never will understand that.
Well, one of it is with the volume, even for country music, because not all country music, you know, you're not going to say it's rock and roll, but they've got 12,000 to 14,000 people they need to reach, and they need to be able to reach it. And with today's equipment, one is it doesn't, the sound quality is a lot better, but people want to hear everything. They want to hear all the music. They want to hear the background vocals and so forth. So you have that. And, you know, rock and roll obviously is going to be louder just because of the type of music it is. So I don't care what type of music it is. I'll turn up Frank Sinatra and crank it.
Well, you could actually hear him, but I don't know how you say they could hear the background vocals with the instruments so loud.
Because they have all that with the monitors and so forth, with the levels they set for the microphones and each instrument. That's why they do air checks.
I've never, of course, been to any concert.
I love loud music, and no offense, but I've said this before. When you start, apparently not you and the person who emailed. You had your day with the concerts.
No, I didn't.
I knew I was going to get the only two exceptions in the United States that live in Paso Robles regarding this. But you know what? It's the turn of the other generation. Let them enjoy themselves. It's only 12 days, and it's a lot of fun for everybody.
Yeah, well, I'm putting my money on hearing aid people like that, whatever that guy's name was you just had on.
Right.
He talked about Poland's hearing. Yeah, well, maybe because of some loud concert music in the past, is the reason he's wearing hearing aids.
I don't know. Maybe because people have been listening to themselves. All right, I got another call. Thanks. Bye. I think a lot of people should watch that. What I don't know the insurance company where it's turning into your parents. Again, it's funny stuff. It's pretty funny. Hi. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing good. I do have a complaint about the fair, and I'm a big fair goer, big concert goer. I love that. But for the last couple of years, I noticed that there's very, you know, the theme this year is 80s. I don't see 80s groups there. And, you know, usually they have somebody like Aerosmith or Duran Duran or somebody like that. You know, these big, like, 80s and 90s groups. There's nothing the last 2 years like that. And I called up to complain about it, and they go, oh, we've got some great groups coming. I'm looking again this year. There's not one group I want to see. I mean, we got country. If you like country, it's fantastic. And that's great. But they got Megadeth? I mean, who wants to see that? Really, really hard music, you know? But I'm missing, like, the 70s, 80s, and 90s bands that they used, the Steely Dan they've had there before, stuff like that. There's been nothing like that in the last couple of years.
Well, you do realize, especially from the 70s, that probably a lot of those guys are in their late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, that's true, but a lot of them are still playing.
Over the years... many, if not all, the CEOs have been on the air from time to time. And one of the difficult things they have is simply scheduling, number one. And number ten, and one of the other things too is that a lot more bands don't want to play outside arenas.
Well, that could be.
Well, no,
I know,
no.
I know. It's,
hold on. It's not. It can be. It is. More.
Up until 2-3 years ago, we used to get them all the time. So I don't know what the problem is. And when I called about it, she said, well, there's scheduling conflicts and all this stuff. But
there is, and that's why Chris Stapleton came the night before the official fair opening, because there was scheduling conflicts. So they were able to finagle that from the hard work of the fair. So there's just a lot of hit and miss. And maybe, I don't know this, but maybe that the draw for the 80s and 90s bands haven't done that well, and so why bring them in?
No, that's not true, because I went up and they had Duran Duran and Aerosmith. They were packed, absolutely packed. And and Def Leppard, same thing, packed. They've never had a problem selling tickets for all those bands, because there's a lot of people that like them.
Okay.
But for some reason, we're not getting them the last couple of years. And I told her, I said, I hope you guys in the future start picking these bands up again, because people want to hear them. Like the Pretenders, there's a lot of groups still out there that are still playing. But I don't know why they can't pick up one or two to bring to the fair.
Well, we will see next year, sir. By the way, do you like the music loud?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. I'm older. You know, I'm in my mid-70s. I still like it. I'm a rock and roller.
Okay.
And I bring it on. Now, I've been to really loud ones out of this area where it was really loud, like down in Los Angeles. And that's a little bit too much, but they're not that bad at the fair that's open. You know, it's open. And, I don't mind that.
Yeah, the problem with some loudness is if it starts to get distorted.
Yeah.
And said that, but all right, sir, I got another call, but thanks, and hopefully next year.
Yeah, hopefully.
Thank you. You're welcome. Hi, good morning.
I know I sent an email, Kevin, but I had to call because I was listening to the last caller. It's Jamie.
All right. As a matter of fact, Jamie, I have your email on my right ready to go up, but we're, of course, getting the phone calls, and now you have interrupted as well, so I can't get to your email.
I know. I have a way of interrupting, but the fair is limited to the artists who are on tour, so they can't just call up New Kids on the Block. If they are, say, hey, can you come do a show? If they're not literally on tour, they're on residency in Vegas, so they're not coming to the fair. I would have flown out to California to see them. They're very limited on who's on tour. And then you had brought up a great point. A lot of artists will not do outside venues now, but also many artists refuse to do fairs because it's dirty or there's a stereotype about fairs. And so you're limited to who's on tour, and that will meet those requirements that the artist has.
You know what, Jamie, when you talk about, you know, they don't like doing fairs, and this relates because you know this, people would be surprised how picky the artists are about what they want backstage. I got to have 2 Diet Cokes, 3 Pepsis. I got to have different color, mats or something like. I mean, it gets ridiculous.
It is very ridiculous. And then with the noise ordinance, which was part of, you know, what I had emailed you about for your email yesterday, everything has to be turned off at midnight. And they do have to work within certain decibels because there are sound ordinances. And so when you're dealing with an outdoor concert venue, you will have sound that carries. And, of course, it depends on which way the wind blows, literally. If you can hear it or not, it's only 12 days, folks. It is only 12 days, and if you've lived in Paso or Central Coast any short period of time, you know it's coming. And if you're a newbie, welcome to the many, 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 many decades of tradition and awesomeness of the California Mid-State Fair. And I've gone to a lot of fairs, and it's still the best fair.
Indeed, and you're right, Jamie. It's only 12 days, folks.
Only 12 days, and they've only had to break the sound ordinance a few times. And one, I put in my email, Motley Crue, because they were incredibly late. and Garth Brooks because of the back-to-back shows.
Right, yeah, and the second show was a favor because he sold out, what, in 2 minutes or something, the first show.
Yeah, I got miraculous tickets to the second show, and it was amazing. And we were there till almost 3 a.m.
All right, Jamie, we're up against the clock. Great from here. Thanks for the information and great hearing from you.
Thank you. Miss you guys.
All right, same. All right, folks, we're going to exit left and crank it up.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The county DA's office announced that two Arroyo Grande residents have been sentenced for violently attacking a homeless man on March 20th. 21-year-old Boaz Wilson Burgum and 18-year-old Malachi Damian Hayes found Douglas Mark sleeping in a park in Arroyo Grande late in the evening. They beat him and walked away laughing and celebrating. They'll serve a year in county jail and be on probation for 4 years. City of Paso Robles has released a more detailed report of the water main break that occurred Tuesday night. Service has been restored to the fairgrounds and businesses near the intersection of Riverside Avenue and 24th Street. Temporary seals have been applied, and the city will permanently replace the damaged section after the fair ends. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 102. It's 65 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Senate confirmation hearings day two, and Attorney General nominee Todd Blanche confronted by the Epstein files again, despite releasing millions of pages. A sex trafficking victim testifies today after Blanche admitted mistakes in the redactions. Vice President J.D. Vance tells the Joe Rogan podcast.
We absolutely screwed up the comms of the Epstein files, like we just did. But do I think the reason we screwed up the comms is because we were trying to hide something? No.
Border Czar Tom Homan tells Fox why the Homeland Secretary paused traffic stops and President Trump restored them.
We want to do a short-term pause to just to make sure that the agents out there on these operations have the vehicle stop training, and do they have the tools necessary to keep safe?
President Trump says Iran freed an American woman hostage in a gesture of goodwill as CENTCOM ramps up airstrikes on Iran. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group. Family law and criminal defense. Experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune-up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros. 102 today, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-50s and will cool down to the upper 80s on your Friday. Saturday, low 90s. Same Sunday, Monday, mid-90s. Tuesday, Wednesday, mid to upper 90s and mid-90s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. Bingo, 6 a.m., 8:19 p.m. We're at 67. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? Tell me what's going on. I'll tell you what's going on. What's going on?
Community Calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the beautiful and delightful River Oaks community. Great meals at great prices. Okay, you've heard of hospice here on the Central Coast, and they are in need, critical need for volunteers to help care for patients here in the county. Volunteers will be tasked with supervising patients, providing emotional support and socialization, as well as helping with small household tasks. If you can help out in any way, please contact Hospice of San Luis Obispo County. All right, coming up, after you have all your fun at the fair, you can relax for a week or two, and then get ready for the Paso Robles Winemaker Rotary Winemakers Cook-Off Saturday, August 8th at the Event Center. 27 years, man, they have been doing it right. Night of food, wine, friendly competitions, and a whole bunch of fun. And all proceeds from your ticket go directly to scholarships for local high school seniors. So far, over $1 million has been raised. By the way, they have designated driver tickets, so Go to Paso Robles Rotary and get those tickets ASAP. It does sell out. Community calendar brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles. Lunch every day, they've got it for you. Brunch on the weekends and dinner Wednesday through Sunday. Just about 5 minutes away from 8 here at The Right Choice, KPRL.
Happy.
Birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry, and they can help you out. Need something refitted, fixed, need a battery? They'll do it for you. All right, local celebrities leading off, Stephen Ryan, Clyde Shoemade, Devin Nicholas. Hey, Devin, he's down south there. Joe Rose, Joy King, Matthew Magar, Greg Wellish, Oliver James, Madeline Vale, Clyde Gaines. We have Mark Crane, Laura Carlisle, Bill and Paula Dalek, Tom and Joyce Shelby, and Ralph and Carol Bebout. So happy birthday and happy anniversary. On my right-hand side, here we go. Where do we go? That's a very good question. Roland Amundsen, he discovered the South Pole, 1872. He gone in 1928. Mm-hmm. Oh, one of the... great Americans. Orville Redenbacher. Love that popcorn. 1907, 1995. Oh, man, one of my favorite actresses of all time. Oh, Barbara Stanwyck, 1907. She passed away in 1990. Ginger Rogers, 1911, 1995. Larry Jansen, all-star pitcher, a couple years with the Giants, 1920, 2009. Former Miss America, Bess Meyerson, 1924-2014. Onward we go from the Bowery Boys. You remember Stanley Clements, 1926-1981. Onward, a receiver with the Packers for scored the first touchdown in Super Bowl. Max McGee, 1932. He died in 2007. Corinne Redgrave, the actor, 1939-2010. From The Searchers, Tony Jackson, 1940-2003. And The Israelites, Desmond Decker, 1941-2006. One of the greatest tennis players of all time, Margaret Court Smith, 1942. Jimmy Johnson, how about them Cowboys, 1943. Hall of Famer Ron Yeary played for the Vikings, 1946. Reuben Blades, 1948. Onward, All-American at Texas and a good offensive lineman for the Eagles, Jerry Sizemore, 1951. From the Police, Stuart Copeland, 1952. Phoebe Cates, the actress, 1963. Claude Lemieux, 1965. That's hockey, of course. Will Ferrell, 1967. One of the greatest running backs in college football history and the NFL, Barry Sanders, 1968. Kelly Wagner, the actress, 1972. Where am I? I'm running up against it. I know it. Who else is here? Well, that's it. All right, passing away on this day, and for whatever, this page doesn't like to stay there. Who passed away on this day? Bump, put it up, bump, 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 bump. Connie Francis, too, 2025. Also passing away on this day. Mary Todd Lincoln, Johnny Winter. One of the great country singers, the queen of country music, Kitty Wells, and JFK Jr., the pilot, 1999. All right, going to the top of the list, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Didn't know Margaret Court Smith was on the list there, but because I had this ready for one of the greatest running backs in college football history and one of the greatest seasons in college, period. Barry Sanders going to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau will be holding its awards presentation today at the Mid-State Fair at 5 p.m. The presentation will name and honor the 2026 County Agriculturalist of the Year, Cattlewoman of the Year, and Cattleman of the Year. The Mid-State Fair continues for its second day at 11 a.m. today. Will be a preview for the Industrial Arts Auction, and the auction showcase and actual auction itself will follow at noon at the Mid-State Fair. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 102. It's 67 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, MarsMegaStorage.com.
His first couple of years at Oklahoma State, he backed up Thurman Thomas, so he had his junior year. And he averaged 238 yards per game, 7.6 a carry, 37 touchdowns. I mean, that's stuff you make up on games. And he did okay in the NFL, too, because he had over 15,000 yards, averaged 5 yards a carry, 99 rushing touchdowns. And he's in both the Pro Football and College Football Hall of Fame. Barry Sanders to the top. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.